We are learning Masechtas Shavuos, Daf Yudalad Amud Aleph, and we are starting the brand new parak, the second parak of Masechtas Shavuos, which will be continuing the topics of the first parak. We're talking about Yedias HaTumah. Zok the Mishnah. Yedias HaTumah Shtayim Shem Arba. When it comes to Yedias HaTumah, there are two which are four, which means there's two first in the Pasuk, and there are two that learned out from a drasha, which means the Pasuk Shad is the two are the Helam Tumah, and the other two are Helam Mikdash or Helam Kaidish. There's Helam Tumah you went into the Beis Mikdash, and there's Helam Tumah that you ate Kaidish, or there's, you know, you were Tumah, and there was Helam Kaidish, if you got this is Kaidish, or if you got this is a Mikdash. But the Mishnah will give another example as well. Zok the Mishnah. Nitma v'yoda, someone became Tumah, he knew became Tumah. No man, we forgot. No man or Tumah. But v'zachar is like Kaidish. He remembers that this thing is Kaidish. Or, Nela menu akaidish. He forgot this thing is kaidish. This thing is shlamim. Let's say v'zochas tumah. Remembers tumah. Or nelmu menu zeh v'zeh. Or both of them were forgotten. V'ochal es akaidish v'lo yada. And he ate the kaidish and he didn't know. M'shiochal yada. And after he ate it, he found out that he was tumah. Or found that there was kaidish. Harezeh v'oyla v'yarit. He brings the carbon oil v'yarit. Now this is not considered a new example. Nelmu menu zeh v'zeh, because that's included in what we learned before. But there's a chiddush to this, the Perush of Mishnah, so Rambam says, that the chiddush is that even though he forgot both the Tumah and the Kaidish, you would think maybe it's like a oinis, and you wouldn't even bring a carbon. Kamash one, you bring a carbon in such a case. That is by Kaidish. We have the same exact combination when it comes to Mikdash. Nitma v'yoda, he became Tumah, he knew about it, he knew it became Tumah, Nelma Menu, then he forgot. Nelma Menu Tumah, v'zochar is a Mikdash, so he knows that he's going to the Beis Mikdash. Or Nelma Menu Mikdash, he forgot this place is called the Beis Mikdash, v'zochar is a Tumah. Or Nel Medu Zev Zev, he forgot both of them, Nichus and Mikdash, Blo Yada, he did not know, Moshe Yod, so he left, Yada, Harei Zev, Oil of Yairit, he brings the carbon Oil of Yairit. So that is the cases of the Haloma, of forgetting, and bringing carbon Oil of Yairit. Now where do you go in, when it comes to the Mikdash, which place do you go in, that you chayev a carbon Oil of Yairit? So the Mishnah says, Echra Nichnas La Azara, if you go into the Azara, which means the Ezra's Yisroel, Ezra's Kar, not the Ezra's Noshim. Azara means anywhere from the Shar HaNiknar going towards the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that's in this place of the Azara was in Zbeach HaChitzoin, that is called the Azara. You go into the Azara, there you chay for going in for Tumah, Ve'echa Nichas L'Tesefes Azara, which means if the Moisiv the Azara at any point, you chayiv also. Even though it wasn't there originally, you do Moisiv it, the Moisiv on the Azara, you'll be chayiv for Oil of Yared if you go into that place while you're Tumah. Now, how do you make a sofa? How do you make an addition to the Azara? She'emus, and really the Mishnah saying is that and has become the same Kedusha. The reason is because all Kedusha is the same because it happens the same way. She'emus sifim ala'ir v'ala Azaris. You only can moisif on the city of Yerushalayim. It also has dine Kedusha. Legabi eating ma'isa sheni and legabi eating kachim kalim. So she'emus sifim ala'ir v'ala Azaris ela b'melech. You need a bunch of different things, like five different things. You need a melech, v'novi, v'urim v'tumim. So you need a king, a navi. Urim Tumim is part of the big day Kohen Gadol. You need the Sanhedrin of 71, and uvishtei taidais uvishir. You need two taidais, which we'll see in the Gemara means two lachme taida, two breads from the carbon taida, uvishir, and with singing a certain part of Tehillim. That's the only way you could be mekadosh to the azara or the ear. And Bezdim walks to stay Titus Achareim, and the Titus are behind them, and the Holy Shah walk around that area, and that was Shafs, the Kedusha of that place. Dafi Dalam Bez, turning the Amid now, right in the Mishnah. Now, out of these two Titus, Hapanimis Necheles, the inside one is eaten, Vachitan is Refes, and the outside one is burned. What that means, we have seen the Gemara in Dafi Hesvavam Bez. If you don't do one of these things, someone goes into that azaro, that ear that was added on, but you didn't do it with this whole production, then it needs these things in order to make it kadosh. We'll see if you need all five, six things, or one of them is enough. We'll see in the Gemara again. It's in the Gemara, how many things are essential to make it kadosh. Zok the Mishnah Vayta, Nitma ba'azaro. Someone became Tumah in the Azara. For example, he walked into the Azara, he was Tahar. Then in the Azara, he touched the Sheretz. V'nelam menu Tumah, and he forgot about. V'zochas Mikdash, he remembers he's in the Beis Mikdash. V'nelam menu or Nelamenu Mikdash Zachar Atoma, or Nelamenu Zevezeh. Now, the difference over here is that since he became Tomei in the Azara, if he runs out right away, he didn't do anything wrong. He has to stay here a certain amount of time, which is Lachmas Rishina, how much time? It's a certain amount of time he has to stay here in order to become Tomei. So here, he became Tomei in the Azara, so if he ran right out, then it's not his fault. He didn't go here B'tumah. But he has a chiyuv to leave right away. So let's say he forgot that he was Tomei. He became Tomei and the second lady forgot that he landed up being Oiver, or he forgot that space of Mikdash, or he forgot both of them. And what happened? He bowed down. He waited the time it takes to make Ashtachava. Or he walked back the longer way. He went to the further door. Chayv. Biksarav. If he immediately goes to the shortest way out, Potter. And by the way, the Mishnah says, this mitzvah seyah, v'yishalchu ben amachna, and the lav, Shavoy, is not something you'll be chayiv a par helim dovah shal tzibur or par kar Mashiach. There's certain halachas that instead of bringing a chatos, most lavim are included in that, that if someone does a avera, and the avera was done because bezdim paskin that way. So the halacha is that they don't bring a chatos. The bezdim brings a chatos for everyone. It's called par helm davar shel tzibur. It's different dinim. It's burnt outside that chatos, and someone of dam is broke lefnim. It's called chatos pnimiyos. And also par kohen mashiach has different dinim. Also, so you only bring par kohen mashiach on most lavim, and not on this lav. The lav of tuma in the base of mikdash, you don't bring a param dov shiver, or and the way lashon of the mishnah is, it's really coming from a mishnah in Maseches Harayos. So zuhi mitzvah sasei shiva mikdash. This is a mitzvah sasei in the mikdash. She'ein chayov mala. They not chayiv par helm dov shiver and par koyim mashiach. Ve'izu mitzvah sasei shiva nidah chayiv mala. And but in the mishnah Harayos says you are chayiv a mitzvah sasei shiva nidah. What's it referring to? It's referring to a person which is similar to the case of the Azara, where someone was Mashamish, Hayim Mashamish in Tahira, he started the Tashmish, she was Tahira. So therefore, there's no Issa right there. But Amr Loi, and then she told him, Nitmesi, I became Tamei. So the halacha is, that Yenalabi Pirish Miyad, because the Yitziah is a Hana, or Pirish Miyad, and if he left her miyad right away, because the yitzia is the same as a bia. Therefore, what do you have to do? Like Rashi explains from the Gemara later on, that el yamayid bleidisha, he stays in one place, at yamos aver, until the aver dies down, v'yifresh v'lo yikoshi, v'zehu asay. And that's a mitzvah say. The Gemara will learn out what's the mitzvah say. This type of mitzvah say, which is also alive, if Bezdin Paskins, this is not a problem, they will bring a parhelm davar shel tzibur. So ezuhu mitzvah say shem mikdash eichayam aleha. That's the case with someone nitma ba'azara. And what's a mitzvah say shem nida eichayam aleha is this case of mishamish shem atayru. Avada other lav maklur also. Just explaining a certain lashon of Maseches Harayos in the Mishnah there. Rav Eliezer, now back to helm tuma. Rav Eliezer Eimer, that the only helm that eichayam for is only helm sheret, helm tuma, not helm mikdash. Rav Eliezer Eimer, the pasuk says, it's more to the end of the pasuk. It says, "Oy benivlas sheretz tamei v'nela v'menu v'tamei v'ashem." And he darshins hasheretz v'nela v'menu olahem sheretz chayiv v'ne chayiv helam mikdash. You only chayiv helam sheretz, not on helam mikdash. Rabbi Kiva, "Im v'nela v'menu v'tamei al helam tuma chayiv v'ne chayiv al helam mikdash." You only chayiv on helam tuma and not on helam mikdash. Both of them say the same exact thing. What's the nafkamina? You have to wait for the Gemara to explain. The nafkamina of Eliezer and Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Shmuel Eimer, no. The Venelam is referring to both things. Both Helam Mikdash and Helam Tumah. Rabbi Shmuel Eimer, Venelam, Venelam, Shtepa Amim. L'chayev al Helam Tumah, V'Helam Mikdash. It says Venelam, it says two psukim in a row, Venelam. It says in Pasuk Parakei, Pasuk Beis, that Oye Nefesh is Tigib Chol Domeh Tomei, V'Chulu. It says, "Vanela menu v'tom v'ashem." And the next verse says, "You can give up to Moshe Adam v'chol to Moshe." This pasuk Gimel says, "Vanela menu v'yad v'ashem." Twice in Elam teaches us that Yichayev on both halamas: halama of mikdash and halama of tumah.